Blog Talk Radio.
Never thought we'd see them. I mean, I think, you know, listening to the lies that Tucker Carlson promoted and other personalities on Fox News, I often thought they can't possibly believe these lies. They're too smart for that. But I never thought they would put in writing their own belief that these were lies. And, you know, it shows the lack of foresight to think that there might be accountability at some point.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. And this is Lori Pickoff from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well tonight.
Yes, glad you could join us. So our big show tonight, Season 4, Episode 19. The title is Fox News is a Fake News and Tucker Carlson is a Piece of Shit. With the $1.6 billion lawsuit by Dominion Voting System for defamation by Fox News, is this the end for Fox News? Tucker Carlson is a liar. The whole roster at Fox News are liars. Why do people still listen to him or any news at Fox News? Smartmatic got the green light by a New York court to sue Fox News for an additional $2.7 billion over the 2020 presidential election lies. Is this the end of Fox News Network? We can only hope. Subscribe to facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123 and visit our new website, kitchenpolitics123.com. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show with David Franklin and Laura Picker. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, no, Laurie, Tucker Carlson came onto the show and he admitted to lying. I'm going to play that little clip. Here it is.
Okay.
When you have to cover some idiotic thing that Stelter said or Cuomo, just these clown people, when you have to cover it, right, or Don Lemon, as you call him, like, how do you think they live with themselves at this point when they just lie again and again, and we have the internet to expose the lies? This isn't 20 years ago when you were on CNN, and we couldn't expose things. We can expose it now, and they still do it. Well, I guess I would ask myself, like, I mean, I lie. If I'm really cornered or something, I lie. I really try not to. I try never to lie on TV. I just don't, you know, I don't like lying. I certainly do it, you know, out of weakness or whatever.
Yeah, so he admitted that he doesn't know the weakness and he lies. And yet still, the idiots at Fox News gobble it up, the listeners and viewers, you know. So what does that say about Fox News? What does that say about American journalism? And as Mira McCord said, she's a former acting assistant attorney general for national security at DOJ when President Obama was president of the United States. She was on Dateline White House And she said that, you know, there's going to be consequences for Tucker Carlson and all those who lied, you know. So what's your take on this liar, Tucker Carlson, and, you know, Sean Hannity and the rest of them?
Well, first of all, you know, Tucker said it's a sign of weakness. So I guess that his weakness is a daily thing, you know, a sign of weakness. He goes on air and lies and, you know, lights the fires, and just spreads disinformation every single day and gets paid a good amount of money, probably in the millions, to, you know, attract viewers. And basically what they do is they talk down to them. If you watch Fox News for any length of time, you'll understand what I mean. They talk in a way that is not, it might be maybe middle school bound, if you follow what I'm saying. So, you know, the people that watch it, you know, and also the other thing that I have to say, I know I've spoken to people and they've said, well, in my office, you know, they play Fox News and, you know, I have to just mute it because, you know, you can't go look what they have in the office, you know. I understand that too, but I, you know, Fox News is in a lot of trouble, especially now with the new lawsuit that's going to be coming up that's been okayed by the Smart Tech. That's another $2.9 billion, you know. So I think that their day is coming. It really is.
Yes, it is. It's coming. It's very coming. It's long and coming. And Fox News has been on air since 1996. They were created to destroy Bill Clinton's presidency. To a certain degree, they have his legacy and all. Because remember, you know, it was nonstop coverage of his whole impeachment process. And they're like a mouthpiece of the Republican Party, basically. And you know, there's no stopping these people from lies. And a pity that the FCC can't do anything about it because it's cable news. But hopefully, eventually, FCC can get the power to go after people and organizations like Fox News who just spread malicious lies and rumors. Because Canada, don't allow Fox News in Canada because they see them as an entertainment news source. And news in quotation, because all they do is lie, no matter how much you debunk them. You know, it's a network of conspiracy theories. You know, and it's disgraceful that their owner, Rupert Murdoch, allows such things to happen. You know, so hopefully with these two lawsuits, they'll be off air soon enough. And it's just deplorable and inexcusable what Fox News, and especially Tucker Carlson, is doing to divide America more with their lies. And the number to call, ladies and gentlemen listening, is 515-605-9802. Say first name, where you're calling from. As always, have all your TVs off because we don't want any feedback. It's distracting for both the hosts, me and Laurie, and other listeners. So let's have a discussion on Tucker Carlson and Fox News. What we need to do is bring back the fairness doctrine that Ronald Reagan got rid of in 1981 when he first came to office. That's a whole, you know, show by itself, but it's one of the main reasons why Fox News and all our right-wing media outlets can, like, spew the lies and disinformation out there because they don't have the fairness doctrine, you know? So tell us what you think, folks. Call us in, 515-605-9802. We'll have our first caller, and I think this is Elaine from Michigan. Hello, Elaine. Welcome to the show. What do you got to say?
Good evening.
Hi,
good evening, Laurie. Good evening, David. I agree with you totally, the fairness doctrine. This is the time is now. It's ripe. I think we should start pushing for it. I wish our listeners would start pushing for it. Yeah, it needs to be tweaked. It definitely needs to be tweaked because of the fact we now have cable and we have all those social programs. But we need to have some sort of a handle on lies. Lies should not be spoken on the air to the public, period. And that goes to social media. So
exactly.
The time is now. The time is now. The iron, as they say, the iron is hot. Okay, I'll let you two go on. You're doing a great job.
Yes, and an article in the New York Times by Michael Grinbaum on March 9th, 2023, said Lachlan Murdoch defended Fox News chief executive amid defamation lawsuit. And how can you defend indefensible? Because, you know, ever since 1996 when it first came on air, there's just been spewing lies. And, you know, the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, gave over 71,000 hours of the insurrection to Fox News and Tucker Carlson, and are trying to clean it up to make the supporters of Donald Trump not make them not look too bad, you know, which is a travesty of justice because people literally died on that day.
Yeah.
And insurgents almost overthrew the government. If they had their own way, we would have Donald Trump as a dictator and everything. How can we stop an idiot like Donald Trump? You know, because it seems that the Republican Party is thinking about nominating him again in 2024 to run against Joe Biden. And we'll have another poor excuse of human being, Ron DeSantis from Florida, who is just as dangerous, probably more, because he's more educated and he was a lawyer by profession. You know how lawyers can be slick and slimy, you know. And Nikki Haley is a moron, a complete idiot. And everybody else in the race is just a joke, you know?
Yep.
What's your thing on the Republican Party, and they're in bed with Fox News, and Fox News being a mouthpiece for them?
You know, from what I've been listening to a little bit, I have a feeling that Fox News is trying to pull away from Trump. I really have that feeling. We know that everything touches dies. We know that, right? And if lawsuits, I mean, they were manufactured. I mean, they came about because Trump and the big lie to begin with. And so if you really think about it, I mean, they need to pull away from them, you know, from him, I should say. And, you know, hopefully they will go out of business. And, you know, with these two lawsuits, you know, I mean, it's a lot of money if they both win their cases, which it seems like they will, because they have emails, you know, they have correspondence, you know, between the different broadcasters, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Ingram. And they knew what they were spewing. They knew the lies that they were talking, you know, that they were spreading. But they also thought that their listeners, that is what they wanted to hear. Because if you remember, that's all that Trump peddled was the big lie. It was the big lie day after day after day. And I think their ratings went up because of that. And then they thought, what the heck? Let's get on board. It's more money for the, you know, for Fox and for them. And look what's become of it now. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
And I just want to read just a short little paragraph. It's a few sentences. And it just says, what is the fundamental fairness doctrine? The fundamental fairness doctrine is a policy that applies due process to judicial proceedings in the context of fairness. Due process is the idea that legal matters must be resolved according to the letter of law and that all parties are treated fairly. That's basically what it is, you know. And I don't think all parties are being treated fairly. Do you? Because the only thing that they're peddling is the big lie. You know, and January and January the 6th. You know, they you know, they whitewashed it like it. Oh, you know, it didn't really happen the way that we saw it happening live. I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but I saw it happening live. I mean, we did. We saw it happening live. So now they're trying to tell us what we saw was not true. Come on. So they need to burn in hell. Fox needs to burn in hell.
And Judge Mary Kay Viscoll-Sale U.S. District Court, she said, and I quote, Fox persuasively argues that given Mr. Carson's reputation, any reasonable viewer arrives with the an appropriate amount of skepticism about the statements he makes. And, you know, is she making an excuse for this guy here? The general tenor of the show should then inform a viewer that Carson is not stating actual facts about the topics he discusses and is instead engaged in exaggerations and non-literal commentary. So this judge, Judge Mary Viscol, her last name is spelled V-Y-S-K-O-C-I-L, Viscosil, she's saying that they should put a disclaimer before his show because he lies so much, you know, that the general tenor of the show should be informed viewers that Carlson is not stating actual facts and everything. How about this? Just take him off the air, take Fox News off the air. And she went on to say, whether the court frames Mr. Carlson's statement as exaggeration, non-literal commentary, or simply bullivating from his audience, the conclusion remains the same. The statements are not actionable. Yeah, so this judge knows what he's talking about where, you know, he lies. And, you know, a man like that is dangerous to the democracy because we know how split we are politically and how toxic it is. And he just adds to the toxicity, basically.
Oh, yeah, they keep burning the flames. They keep firing the flames. They keep fanning. That's what they keep on doing. And let's just talk a second about our tech company. I think it was just today that they decided that the lawsuit is going to go forward. And this is a little bit about Smart Tech. It says a New York State Appeals Court rejected Fox News' bid to dismiss a multi-billion dollar defamation lawsuit accusing the network of falsely accusing an electronic voting system company of helping rig the 2020 U.S. presidential election to favor Joe Biden over Donald Trump. In a 5-0 decision, the appellate division in Manhattan said Smart Tech USA alleged in detailed fashion how Fox News and some anchors and guests effectively endorsed and participated in defamation with reckless disregard for or serious doubts about whether the company engaged in election fraud. Smart Tech has sought a $2.7 billion in damages, saying Fox News knowingly lied about its technology and how it was used in order to boost ratings and keep Trump supporters from defecting to the right-wing networks such as Newsmax and One America News. Fox News has long said its job was to inform the public and airing fraud claims was protected by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. Today's decision let Smart Tech continue its case against Fox News host Maria Bartiromo and host Lou Dobbs, along with Fox. So this is great news, you know. You know, this is awesome, and this is just today. So they not only have one lawsuit, they have two lawsuits against them now, billions of dollars.
So, yes, billions and billions, and hopefully we'll take them off air for good. You know, they're no better than Rush Limbaugh when he was alive, you know. And, you know, when you're worse than Rush Limbaugh, that says a lot about who you are, because Rush Limbaugh was scum of the earth. There is no redeemable quality about him, and may he burn in hell for eternity. So I'm going to play a clip where Rupert Murdoch says Fox News host endorsed stolen election lies, and he was on, it was about 2 weeks ago, ABC News interviewed him and everything, queuing up the tape, and here it is, Rupert Murdoch in his own words.
Involving Fox News and owner Rupert Murdoch acknowledging under oath that Fox News hosts endorsed false election fraud claims, saying any Fox News exec got rid of, saying in a deposition, I would have liked us to be stronger in denouncing it in hindsight. Here's our chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Carl, tonight. Tonight we are learning Fox News boss Rupert Murdoch said in a sworn deposition that any Fox News executives who allowed lies about the 2020 election to be broadcast, quote, should be reprimanded or maybe got rid of. In the days leading up to January 6th, Fox broadcast lies from Donald Trump's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. The Dominion voting machines in several states were being manipulated by shadowy foreign entities, even hinting dead Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez played a role.
We use largely a Venezuelan voting machine, in essence, to count our vote. We let this happen, we're going to become Venezuela.
What can you tell us about the interest on the other side of this Dominion software?
Well, obviously, they have invested in it for their own reasons and are using it to commit this fraud, to steal votes.
Dominion is now suing Fox News for defamation. And their court filings reveal top Fox hosts like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham privately trashed the Trump team. Sidney Powell is lying, by the way, Carlson wrote to Ingraham. It's insane. Ingraham responded, Sidney is a complete nut. No one will work with her. Ditto with Rudy. It's unbelievably offensive. Our viewers are good people, and they believe it. Sean Hannity saying, I did not believe it for one second. But in his deposition, which took place just last month, Murdoch conceded, quote, some of our commentators were endorsing the election lies on their shows. And the court filing makes clear that after the riot at the Capitol, Murdoch was through with Donald Trump. Writing in one email, Fox News very busy pivoting. We want to make Trump a non-person. Fox responded to today's filing by saying they were simply reporting on and commenting on the statements of a sitting president and accusing Dominion of using this lawsuit to, quote, try to publicly smear Fox. But in his deposition, David, Rupert Murdoch said that in hindsight, he wished that they, or he would have liked them to have been more forceful in denouncing the lies being spread by Donald Trump and his legal team. David? John Carl in Washington with the breaking news. John, thank you.
And you know, they couldn't do that because they're so afraid of Donald Trump. You know, they gave so much power to Donald Trump that they didn't know how to control him. And they didn't know how to control a narrative by just telling the truth because they feared that the ratings would have gone down because people were calling in, the viewers of Fox News were calling in saying that the other news stations called the election for Joe Biden in Arizona and Georgia. You know, and they got upset because the thought that the mainstream media was lying to them. So, you know, the Fox News listeners and viewers would rather hear Fox News lie than tell the truth just to appease them. And that's a sad situation because, you know, what is lying going to accomplish? Joe Biden won the election, and that's that. Just take it, you know. And as Republicans said in 2016 when Hillary was not elected president, you know, just accept it. So we're saying that to them, no, accept it, you know, get over it. Exactly.
Yeah, and like, you know, and there's really no excuse, in my opinion, for what they did. I mean, honestly and truly, for a little while, maybe they could have gone on with it, you know. But here we are, you know, 2023 of March, and, you know, the election has long been over, the insurrection long been over, and they are still harping on it. And it's time to move on, and it's time for Fox to die. That's all I have to say.
Exactly.
And, you know,
yes,
because they just, they're poison. They are poison. You know, these broadcasters get paid millions of dollars to, you know, lie straight-faced with no conscience. And that's just plain wrong. And we have enough enough problems in this country right now. You know, people don't trust politicians. Well, how can you trust a politician when you have a network like this that lies every single day and villainizes? You know, it makes everyone look like a villain and a liar. They're the ones that are lying, not the people that are actually, you know, telling the truth. And it makes... It's so sad that this has come to this. I know.
Exactly.
And I agree with you, David. I think that there needs to be some kind of regulation because this kind of stuff can't go on, because if Fox goes down, there's still, what, Newsmax, and I really don't know the names of the other ones, but, and there's Newsmax, mm-hmm. and then there's something America or something, I don't know, but, you know, they mm-hmm. need to be regulated as well. You cannot.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that CNN shouldn't be regulated or MSNBC shouldn't be regulated. I'm not saying that. I am just saying that, you know, you cannot go on television for an hour every single day and have it run 24/7 with lies. You just can't do that. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. wrong, morally wrong, too. So
and Dominion's 1.6.
They have to find a way.
Yeah, Dominion's $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit exposed inconsistencies between what Fox viewers saw on TV and what top executives mm-hmm. and hosts said behind the scenes through emails and
yeah.
through text messages to each other, because the court and Dominion subpoenaed those emails and those text messages. And the shit really hit the fan when it comes to light in the court when they're on trial.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Swalwell from California really blew up the committee that Jim Jordan is chairman of, exposing the hypocrisy of his subpoenas and everything. And Jim Jordan is the next one who should go to prison. How dare him get a subpoena from Congress and not show up? And no, it's really rich that a man like Jim Jordan's committee of that committee chairman. And so Swalwell ripped him a new asshole, and here's Swalwell in action.
Mm-hmm.
It's rich that we are talking about subpoena compliance under a chairman of the full committee who was absolutely out of subpoena compliance in the last Congress.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, Swalwell was talking about the double standards of Jim Jordan. About
mm-hmm.
him getting a subpoena and not even showing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of them on the right did that. So why are they not in jail for?
You know, in the hypocrisy of the whole thing, like you said, is that he has the nerve to sit there in a committee, and you know, and scream at these people, because that's what he does when he talks. He talks so loud, and his voice is evil sounding, and he sounds like he's going to tear you up with his words. And he did the same exact thing. He did the same thing. He ignored a subpoena. So who is he? He's a nobody, and he needs to go
mm-hmm.
away. Also, you know, he needs
mm-hmm.
to go away. And he was probably part of, I don't know for sure, but I would guess that he was part of the January 6th planning party committee. You know,
mm-hmm.
I believe
mm-hmm.
it. I would,
because
I would believe
that. A couple nights before it happened, they're all at a dinner meeting with the Trump at the White House. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they came out on the air a day before saying that watch what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what was
yep.
happening because of planning and everything. So
yeah.
Fox News is partisan and dishonest. And the defamation lawsuit, you know, took 30 years in coming, but it's finally here,
mm-hmm.
thank goodness, and hopefully, you know, they'll be destroyed and off the air because
mm-hmm.
it's dangerous for America. You know, we can just call
mm-hmm.
them Fox Propaganda Network now, because okay. they just did a bidding of Donald Trump, and as you said, turning against Trump and hugging up Ron
mm-hmm.
DeSantis, who's just as
mm-hmm.
dangerous, or probably more dangerous than Trump. The fact that their viewers willingly pay to be fed lies and disinformation
yeah.
is just
mm-hmm.
absolutely crazy, nuts, you know?
Yep. Yep. You know, it's sad that a news station like that would continue their propaganda so they would not lose listeners. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it makes it so sad to think about, you know? Who are these people that
mm-hmm.
can't take the truth because they'd rather believe Donald Trump? And they thought if, you know, if Fox News was going to tell them that, then they were going to leave Fox News, you know, and Fox News went along with it. I mean, it's just
mm-hmm.
horrendous. It really is. And,
yes,
you know,
it
they're
going
to get with Trump. them at the end. They will get what's coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is.
Yeah, and Jim Jordan and Boebert and Marjorie Tyler Greene, they're just that Donald
mm-hmm.
Trump mood. I love the polar educator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the ignorance, the feed upon people's ignorance and fears. And Fox
mm-hmm.
News viewers really are more impressionable, possibly, they have the lowest IQ of any people mm-hmm. who watch television or even television news. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I don't
you know,
put no faith in these people.
You know, I have a friend that I love dearly, and I've spoken before about her. And I talked to her the other day, and we were talking about talking a little bit about California, what's happening in California with the weather and the snow and the floods. And if it's not the floods, then it's the fires and, you know, all of that. And I was just saying, you know, California is it's got to be climate change. It's, you know, I mean, this is what's happening. And she's like, do you think it's really climate change? I mean,
mm-hmm.
really? Really? How can you not think mm-hmm. it's climate change? What can it possibly be? Is it God striking us from heaven to down here to one state? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But I just know by the conversations that I have with her and the things that she says, it is Fox News talking. And I love her dearly, you know, I don't want to argue with her because I don't want to get into an argument. I just want to, you know, be a
mm-hmm.
friend, but it's really hard to swallow. And I'm like, yes,
mm-hmm.
I truly believe that it is change. Yes, I do. And I dropped it at that. But this is what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just they believe what they hear, you know, and that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. And Trump loyal admitted the big lie amid reckoning and conspiracy theories where a judge found her $1 million, I think, and censored her because, you know,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump promoted stolen election lies and
mm-hmm.
that's facing legal scrutiny. So Jenna Ellis, she's a lawyer who represented Trump after his 2020 election loss,
mm-hmm.
admitted that she knew the misrepresented facts in several of her public claims about widespread
mm-hmm.
voter fraud, including being an appearance on Beat with Aaron Malbert, you know, and they know the truth, but how can you defend somebody like Donald Trump, who, when he was president of the United States, made over 30,000 lies during his 4-year term?
Yeah.
You know, this can't fathom it, really. She should have
yes.
admitted to the lie on national television for everyone to see. And she should have done it multiple times because, you know, to get through to the folks who watch Fox News, that it's just a nothing burger and let us lie. Look at Carrie,
mm-hmm.
What's her name in Arizona? Carrie Lake. Up to now,
mm-hmm.
she will admit the thief. You know? What
I
is
don't.
She trying to prove?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Nothing. She's not going to prove anything. She's just a windbag. You know, there's nothing to prove. She lost the end of it. You know, it goes
mm-hmm.
on.
The hypocrisy
there's another thing that's going Huh?
Yeah, this, the hypocrisy is sickening. The hypocrisy
yes,
is sickening.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely. You're absolutely right. And now there's something else that I want to just talk about for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I don't remember this, but in reading it now, I do remember Donald Trump. There was an Access Hollywood tape that can be used
mm-hmm.
in a civil rape trial. And the judge just ruled that as well. E. Jean Carroll, and that's can use the tape of former president boasting of touching women's genitals without consent in a New York trial. So this is another trial that's going to be coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't end for this man of Donald Trump boasting about sexual aggression towards women late in 2016 election campaign, but did not prevent him from winning the presidency, will be permitted at a forthcoming civil trial in New York. A federal judge ruled on Friday that the columnist E. Jean Carroll can use the 2005 remarks by Trump caught on tape in a conversation with Access Hollywood TV show personality in support of her lawsuit accusing Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. So,
We're going to hear from E. Jean Carroll. I have the clip where she was on CNN, okay. And she mm-hmm. spoke about sexual assault that Donald Trump did on her, and he pinned her against the wall. And, you know, the following contained graphic content. So for the listeners out there, please be advised, no kids allowed. And this is what mm-hmm. E. Jean Carroll had to say, right off the bat.
When we walked into the lingerie department, there was nobody there, which is strange. It was in the evening, so. And on the counter were three really fancy boxes and a see-through bodysuit. He walked right to the bodysuit and snatched it up and said, go put this on. Now, that struck me as so funny because here I am, 52. I am not going to be put. My idea was, I said, no, you put it on. And he said, no, it looks like it fits you. I said, no, it goes with your eyes. So I am spinning a comedy scene in my head.
Of course, banter, back and forth. I get it.
But you see how funny that would be to make him put that on.
Yes, and you, by the way, used to be a comedy writer on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
You were engaging in this banter, as I think many of us would.
Yeah.
You didn't know what violence was unfold, and you could never have known that.
And would I know that?
Of course.
Although I thought I was pretty stupid.
Well, I mean, I understand that afterwards, in retrospect, you blame yourself. Many women in this situation do. However, you go into the dressing room, you think that he's going to hold it up against him,
yeah,
and then it gets violent.
Right. The minute he went like this, I preceded him into the dressing room. The minute he closed that door, I was banged up against the wall.
He slammed you against the wall.
Yeah, he hit my head really hard. Boom.
And you point out that he's a tall, big person, and he pinned you in some way.
Well, I'm a tall person, too. I was 6'1 in my heels, and I was a competitive athlete. So, you know, when somebody shows you, the thing is, it shocked me. It, for a moment, I was stunned, right? And then he tried to kiss me, which was, it was so hot, but so my reaction was to laugh, to knock off the erotic, whatever.
Yes, yeah, so let's pause the video for a minute. Imagine Donald Trump trying to kiss you. How repulsive and revolting that is.
Yeah, really. How impulsive. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of it
and
is
so E.G. Carroll. Yeah, E.G. Carroll describing when she went into the dressing room, Trump followed her and shut the door behind her, slammed her against the wall, stuck his tongue down her throat, allegedly. You know, the whole, more vomit, just like, you know, picturing that in my head.
Yep.
Jesus Lord.
Yep.
So let's go back now to what E. Jean Carroll, how she described Donald Trump, an alleged rape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying alleged because nothing is proven in the court of law yet. The trial is coming up, and let's hope for the best with E. Jean Carroll. Here's the rest of it.
Whatever he had going on, just a man, when you laugh at him, he's like, no. You know, he just went at it.
And when you say went at it, you know, I mean,
he pulled down my tights. And it was a fight. It was I want women to know that I did not stand there. I did not freeze. I was not paralyzed, which is a reaction that I could have had because it's so shocking. No, I fought. And it was over very quickly. It was against my will, 100%. And I ran away.
Out. And he pinned you, I mean, just without getting overly graphic, he pinned you against the wall.
Yeah, he held his shoulder against
you. He put his shoulder against you.
And he is, you're right, you made that point.
He's much bigger than you are. I mean, I'm not just tall. I mean, in terms of...
Yeah, his
acidness. And so he pinned you against the wall. He ripped off your tights and...
Not all the way off, just down.
Down. He pulled down his pants.
Just unzipped.
He unzipped his pants. And this is beyond sexual. I mean, legally, he raped you.
I don't use the word. I have difficulty with the word. I do think it is a fight. I just don't, you know.
I understand, but you see it as a fight, and you don't want to be seen as a victim, and I totally get that.
Don't want to be seen as a victim because I quickly went past it. It was a very, very brief episode of my life, very brief. I am not faced with sexual violence every single day like many women around the world. And so, yes, I'm very careful with that word.
I like you will use it. Well, here's the situation. I understand that you don't want this to define you. Of course, who would? But I'm saying legally, it was rape. It's unambiguous. What you describe in the book, it was rape. And that actually goes further than the 15 women who came forward during the campaign who to say that they described situations very similar to what you experienced. Him getting them into a room, him pinning them against a wall, him forcing a kiss on them. But yours actually goes further in terms of being legally raped. That's what it was. And so when you heard Donald Trump in the infamous Access Hollywood tape sort of foreshadow this, or at least explain himself to Billy Bush, let me just remind people of how he described encounters like this. Listen to me.
Yes, I remember that Billy Bush tape on Access Hollywood.
No, I wish Lori? I did. I do not. No,
oh,
I do not remember.
Yes, then. Okay, so I'm going to play it. Be prepared. It's very gross.
Yes. Of course.
I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
I can do anything.
But you can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
Yes, so Billy Bush and Trump was laughing about it, where it's very disrespectful to women, according to Donald Trump, he is like a magnet, and he knows I'm automatically attracted to beautiful women. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet, just kiss. I don't even wait. You know, and when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. And he went on to say, grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy.
Well, that,
wow.
Yeah. And he thought that was awesome to say that. He thought it was funny to say that, actually. He actually thought that was funny. He really thought that was really funny. And he has no idea, you know, of how to treat a woman. And he's just a bully. And he's a piece of crap. And the trial is scheduled for next month. The judge has not specified whether it will include Carroll's defamation claims or will only pertain to rape accusations formally made in November after New York State temporarily changed laws to let adult rape victims sue their abusers even if the attacks occurred decades ago. So that will be interesting. Absolutely very
interesting. Yes, it would be. This is so unprecedented.
Yeah, he's a pig.
Go ahead.
There's nothing to say.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a rapist. And he's bought his way out of his troubles all his life. That is what Donald Trump has done his whole life. He's been able to pay people off, you know, and Michael Cohen, yes, he was his fixer lawyer. And, I mean, he's paying his dues now. He's doing what's right now. Michael Cohen is. But he had people like Michael Cohen his whole life take care of his dirty work. His whole life. Day of judgment has to come. I mean, it does have to come. You know, karma is a bitch, as they say. And it's time for him to get some karma. It really is.
Indeed. And E. Jean Carroll, when she came on CNN, Donald Trump denied even meeting or even knowing E. Jean Carroll. This is what he said in a press release.
Mm-hmm.
It should be sold in the fiction section. No pictures, no surveillance, no video, no reports, no sales attendants around. I would like that in the fiction section. No pictures, no surveillance, no video, no reports, no sales attendants around. I would like to thank Bergdorf Goodman for confirming they have no video footage of any such incident because it never happened. Your
mm-hmm.
Well, what is the title of this book? What do we need men for? Does it say Donald Trump attacked me? I never mentioned Donald Trump in the description of the book. On Amazon, you don't see it. It was not about selling a book about Donald Trump. By the way, men never get to, male authors never get this question about, are you just trying to sell books?
Yes, but I mean, but beyond the book selling part, he denies that it happened. He just denies.
Oh,
he
well,
also denies that he met you, though there is a picture of you two having met. I think that what he has said is that was just in passing at a party. But here's the picture of you two. That was your ex-husband. And so there's photographic evidence of you having met Donald Trump.
Right.
But he is denying that. Well, that is his, with all the 15 women or 16 who've come forward, it's the same. He denies it. He turns it around. He attacks and he threatens. That is the. And then everybody forgets it, and then the next woman comes along, and I am sick of it. I am sick of it. Think how many women have come forward. Nothing happened. The only thing we can do is sit with you and tell our stories so that we empower other women to come forward and tell their stories, because we have to change this culture of sexual violence.
Yes, so that's E. Jean Carroll describing the run-in with Donald mm-hmm. Trump at the department store, where he pinned her against the wall in the dressing room, pulled on her knickers, pulled out his penis and tried to have his way with her. It's so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Men out there, no means no. You know, if a woman not into you or she's not in the mood, no means no, okay? And what Donald Trump allegedly did, the DNA will prove once and for all, and hopefully this will convict a piece of shit, vile piece of shit like Donald Trump. You know, it's horrible. I can't begin to imagine, you know, Donald Trump, you know, I want to bathe now. I feel dirty. Just thinking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I can't go there with my brain. It just won't allow it, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other
mm-hmm.
thing that's looking is this grand jury in Manhattan. They subpoenaed him to come, a last-ditch effort, you know, and from the grand jury. And, of course, he will not participate. It says former Donald Trump will not accept an invitation to appear before a Manhattan grand jury investigating a hush money payment allegedly made to an ass days before the 2016 election. Trump was informed of his right to appear before the grand jury last week, but has decided against taking Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg up on the offer. He just won't be participating. And what does that say to you? I know what it says to me. If I were innocent and I was called in front of a grand jury,
mm-hmm.
I would say I would definitely go if I felt I was innocent. In my mind,
mm-hmm.
if I felt I was innocent, if I knew I was innocent, he won't go because of that reason. And also, Michael Cohen testified today. I don't know if you know. He testified in front
mm-hmm.
of the grand jury for 3 hours. And he will return on Wednesday. So Michael Cohen has really put himself out there because he finally realized that everything that he did for the many years that he worked for Trump as the fixer, he called himself, he's trying to be a better person and He says everybody should be held accountable. He was held accountable. He had to go to prison. I'm sure he lost a lot of money. I don't know, you know, his finances. I have no clue. But I'm just saying it destroyed his reputation, you know, as a lawyer. And he probably lost his license, you know, for the bar license. So, you know, I mean, this is what happens to people, you know. But at least I have to say Michael Cohen is trying to do the right thing now.
What happened to the transmission?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Hello.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Elaine. Elaine, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I don't know what was happening. So,
So I will just go on to say what Michael Cohen, about what he has planned. So Donald Trump, ex-personnel lawyer Michael Cohen, testified for 3 hours to a Manhattan grand jury investigating the former president. And said, and I quote, "My goal is to tell the key witness in the investigation into the payment of hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels. Cohen paid Daniels $130 before the 2016 election to keep her quiet about an alleged sexual tryst with Trump. His grand jury testimony is scheduled to resume on Wednesday." And, you know, of course, Trump went on a rant today and said, you know, that, of course, Michael Cohen is lying, you know, and he's after him for revenge. And Michael Cohen said, no, he's not after him for revenge. He's after the truth, and he's going to tell the truth. And I thought, you know, that was, like I said, his days are coming. I truly believe his days are coming. It's just,
you know, and what about the other woman, the 16 other women who accused Trump of sexual assault? You know, the spoke out and everything was a couple of years back. Whatever happened to them? Are their lawsuits going through? You know, did he pay them off to keep quiet? You know, 26 women in total accused Donald Trump of misconduct. And, you know, after the 2020 elections, we hear nothing from it. He loves degrading women and be inappropriate to women and everything. But I'm just going to play a clip of some of the women who accused Trump of sexual assault.
Mom, she's been hiding out at a friend's. This is her first time back home. What have the last few weeks been like for you?
They've been kind of a rollercoaster.
This is Amy Doris, a former model.
It's strange. Trump flags across the street.
Yeah, you've got a lot of Trump signs all around this house.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying.
Doris is one of 26 women who have accused Trump of sexual misconduct, ranging from groping to kissing to rape. Vice News spoke with several of these women.
I'm automatically attracted to him. I just like kissing that because I'm magnet.
That recording told me that this is something he does.
I don't either way. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
Because you're a star, they don't care. We do care.
You can do anything, whatever you want. Grab him by the pussy.
That's crazy. He just totally admitted it of what he did to me all those years ago.
I moved in her like a bitch.
People were shocked, but it didn't surprise my husband or me at all. And we were sort of like, okay, I'm glad that the world can see what he's like. It was sort of like redemption to hear it.
It did amaze me that this has been exposed. It also amazed me that Trump floated to the surface and went on without any sort of retribution for his behavior.
And we'll come back to Fox News. With all this that was happening, Fox News actually defended Donald Trump and gave him free airtime his stupid Nazi-like rallies and everything. He didn't call him out on what he did and what he said. I mean, he admitted to being inappropriate with women and everything, but yet still he went to the top of the heap, became a nominee and everything. I mean, remember when Garrett Hart in 1984 ran for the Democratic nomination for president? Mm-hmm. It was a shoo-in for him. And I don't remember a young lady's name, where he said he dared the press to prove that he was cheating on his wife. And then, boom, the cars were on the boat. Rice, I think, I can't remember what Rice's name, Donna Rice was her name, I think. Was it Donna Rice? And somebody Rice, I can't remember
now.
You know, and you know, his presidential ambitions went down the toilet. Now, Donald Trump did far worse than Garrett Hart ever did, but yet still he became a Republican nominee. And all the media, including and especially Fox News, promoted that asshole. You know, I mean, politics changed since 1984. Go ahead.
Her name was Donna Rice. It was Donna Rice. Donna Rice Hughes is her name. So, I vaguely remember that. That was a sad time also. You're right. He was a shoo-in. And Gary Hart, I don't know whatever happened to him. He's not in politics anymore, has he?
No, I think Gary Hart died, if memory serves correct.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that was her name, yes. And like I said, it ruined his career, but here we have, because of all the lies, you know, that are...
Yeah, Garrett Hart is still alive, actually.
Okay, you know, by Fox News, probably Newsmax, the others, you know. People believe. You know, they sound very convincing.
Yes, and for those who are listening, don't remember who Garrett Hart is. He was the U.S. Senator from Colorado who served from 1975 to 1987. He ran for the 88th Democratic presidential nomination until he dropped out amid revelations of extramarital affair with Donna Rice. He was born in Ottawa, Kansas. He managed Senator George McGovern's successful campaign for the 72 Democratic presidential nomination. That's how he first made his name. And he defeated incumbent Republican Senator Pete Dominic in the Colorado 1974 Senate race. And he served on church committee and led the Senate investigations regarding the Three Mile Island accident. And he narrowly won re-election in 1980. He sponsored the Semiconductor Chip Protection Act of 1984 and became known as Atari Democrat. So that's who Garrett Hart was. So, you know, just a refresher course of who Garrett Hart was.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit, do we want to talk about the what happened over the weekend?
Sure.
You know, the Silicon Valley Bank.
What happened
over the weekend. So the Silicon, you know, I am not really educated when it comes to, you know, all of the intricacies that go on, you know, in the banking industry. But I do know that a bank, if it's they are FDIC insured, it is for $250,000 so per person. So if you have a joint bank account, you can be insured for $500,000 if something happens to the bank, or if you're, you know, just one person, is $250,000. Well, for some reason, this bank on some of the employees got wind and they started to withdraw money, and then once some of the people that had money in the bank, you know, and these people were more tech people. They were startup companies. It was like Etsy, those kind of companies. And people start to go up to the bank to withdraw money, but not just, you know, $100, $1,000. They wanted to withdraw. There was millions upon millions in the bank. And it caused the bank to crash and close is what it caused. And now I don't know all these, you know, all these people that have lost, you know, they'll get $250,000 back because it's federally insured. The government said today, Biden said today, those people will be taken care of. But if you have millions in the bank, you may not get it back. Now they're saying this evening that these people will eventually get their money back because they will be the bank either will be bought out, you know, bought by someone quickly, and then, you know, it'll resume. But the thing that bothers me is that there were given out.
On even before the bonuses. Yeah, but before the bonuses, the executives, before the bonuses, we'll talk about the bonuses, the executives on the board, you know, know what was happening and the sold their stocks. So that's insider trading, you know. So if you know, last time I checked, insider trading was illegal, you know. Martha Stewart went to jail for it. A lot of big people went to jail for it. So why are these people at Silicon Valley Bank so special? Before we get into the bonuses and everything for these people, let's hear from the president, Joe Biden. He addressed the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. In a four-minute video, I'm going to try to play bits and pieces of it, and here it is.
They're in charge, the FDIC, took control of Silicon Valley Bank's assets. And over the weekend, took control of Signature Bank's assets. Treasury Secretary Yellen and a team of banking regulators have taken action, immediate action. And here are the highlights. First, all customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. Rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today. That includes small businesses across the country that bank there and need to make payroll, pay their bill.
Okay, the computer acting up for some goddamn reason. Yeah, I want to play that clip by Joe Biden explaining. Let me try again.
Stay open for business. No losses will be, and this is an important point, no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. Because of the actions that our regulators have already taken, every American should feel confident that their deposits will be there if and when they need them. Second, the management of these banks will be fired. If the bank is taken...
Oh, for God's sake, this thing is...
The people running the bank should not work there anymore. Third, investors in the banks will not be protected. They knowingly took a risk, and when the risk didn't pay off, investors lose their money. That's how capitalism works. And fourth, there are important questions of how these banks got into the circumstance in the first place. We must get the full accounting of what happened and why those responsible can be held accountable. In my administration, no one is above the law. And finally, we must reduce the risk of this happening again. During the Obama-Biden administration, we put in place tough requirements on banks like Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, including the Dodd-Frank law to make sure that the crisis we saw in 2008 would not happen again. Unfortunately, the last administration rolled back some of these requirements. I'm going to ask Congress and the banking regulators to strengthen the rules for banks to make it less likely this kind of bank failure would happen again and to protect American jobs and small businesses. Look, the bottom line is this. Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. Your deposits are safe. Let me also assure you we will not stop at this. We'll do whatever is needed. On top of all this, let's also take a look at a moment to put the situation in a broader context. We've made strong economic progress in the past 2 years. We've created more than 12 million new jobs, more jobs in 2 years than any president has ever created in a single four-year term. Unemployment is below 4% for 14 straight months. Take-home pay for workers is going up, especially for lower and middle-income workers. And we've seen record numbers of people apply to start new businesses, more than 10 million of them, more than 10 million applications over the last 2 years starting businesses. Now we need to keep the program, this progress going. That's what swift action that my administration over the past 2 years is all about, protecting depositors, protecting the banking system, protecting the economic gains we've made together for the American people. Thank you. God bless you, and may God protect our troops. See you in California.
Yes, so Joe Biden making a point that 12 million new jobs has been created in 2 years when he's president. The unemployment rate is below 4%. He will meet with Congress and regulators to strengthen bank regulations so nothing like this ever happens again. And again, Donald Trump and his administration moved, you know, regulations put in place by the Obama-Biden administration. Why? Because he wanted to reverse everything Barack Obama did. He is so hateful, you know, Donald Trump is. You know, so it was his fault again, just at the train wreck, Norfolk South in Ohio. I mean, everything that Donald Trump touches turned to shit, basically. And when will people learn that Donald Trump is all out for himself and all out for his big corporate friends, giving them tax cuts, and this impending government debt ceiling negotiations will happen in March, later on in March. And, you know, Democrats shouldn't budge because Republicans want them to, like, cut Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and all those social programs, calling it an entitlement. So I hope Democrats, you know, do not buckle. And when the government shut down, then, again, the Republicans will get blamed. You know, Fools of the Week is a new segment we're going to have starting Thursday. And, you know, so be prepared for it at the top of the show. You know, the name of the segment is Fool of the Week. And I hope everybody listening likes it and everything. And one more. Was it Nolan and Alyssa, listeners to the show, that just turned, what, 13 or 14 years old?
Yep, they had birthdays. Happy birthday.
Yes, they had birthdays, yes. And they just turned, what, 14 or 13, is it? I don't remember.
12 and 13.
There you go. So if you're listening tonight, happy belated birthday. And sorry it took so long and everything. I mean, so much going on in politics in America and around the world, you know, that, you know, it slipped us, and we do apologize for, you know, being late. Yes, ma'am. So that's Nolan and Alyssa. Happy belated birthday. 13 and 12 years old, respectively. And they're also the grandchildren of Lori. So, you know. Yes, ma'am.
Little angels.
Yes.
So the other thing is, that the Silicon Bank employees received bonuses hour before the government took over the bank or closed. Their bonuses were anywhere from, what did they say, 12, let me see what their bonuses were, $12,000 to associates and $140,000 for managing directors. And this was just hours before the federal government shut down on Friday. They gave them their bonuses, and I don't know what they said to them, but that's what they did. Seeing what's happening, obviously, they planned it. So let's hope this doesn't happen again, and they need to put in better regulations, and I think that they will, because like you said, that regulation, the Dodd-Frank regulation to protect banks was rescinded in 2018 when Trump was president, of course. So this is what happens. whatever, like I said in the beginning, whatever he touches dies. So, just another thing.
Yeah, it's a shit.
And Mitch McConnell, the other thing I just want to mention, he's not my favorite person, but he's, you know, in light of seeing, you know, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Jim Jordan, the list goes on, you know, Hawley, Mitch McConnell is not as horrible as them. That's all I can say. He's a step above, one step, that's all. But anyway, he was at, I believe, at a dinner last week or the week before, and he tripped and he fell and was knocked unconscious, went unconscious. He's been in the hospital. He had some, he had a concussion, some broken ribs, and he was discharged today, and he's going to a rehab. So we wish him well. I mean, honestly, he's, you know, he is who he is, but I wish him well.
Yeah, you're better than me because he's been in nursing since 1984. He came in as one of the coolest members of Congress.
Yeah, I agree, but I, like I said, you know,
I wish you had to get on the phone and argue with the insurance companies like the rest of us have to.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that, absolutely.
No, he's going to get the best medical care out there, and he hasn't got a clue what us regular people go through.
No.
I'm sorry, I had to interject that.
Yeah, the sad part is you're absolutely right about that. They do not have a clue about what happens. You know, these insurance companies. And I was reading an article just today, now that you brought that up, and there was a woman, an elderly woman. She was in her 80s, and she had fell and broke her hip, and she hurt her shoulder really bad. And so she was in the hospital for 16 days. Now, she had Medicare Advantage, okay? And Medicare Advantage is a little bit different than traditional Medicare. So what happened was that she was given 16 days to stay in the hospital, and then they wanted her to go to a rehab. Well, Medicare Advantage would not approve the rehab. No matter how hard she fought, she couldn't dress herself. She couldn't walk by herself with a walker because she needed to go to rehab. But they only would pay for 16 days. So this woman ended up having to pay for her care out of pocket, and it basically bankrupted her.
Of course it would.
So this is where we are in America, you know. And this Medicare Advantage plan, I don't know if anyone's ever looked at that plan or talk to anybody about it, but I advise you to really check into it, because when they tell you you're going to get money back, that's a bunch of BS. So that's all I have to say about that.
You pay for insurance and you don't get the care.
Yeah.
That's the part that bothers me.
And you pay a lot of money. You know, you pay a lot of money for insurance. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And will it ever change? I don't know. You know, I don't know. So,
you know what, what the person is, that isn't retired, what they don't realize is they take a certain amount out of your Social Security, and that pays for the Medicare. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, you have to buy insurance. If you don't, you're going to find yourself in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you really get sick, you can still find yourself in big trouble if you don't have one of those golden policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, it's just, you know, the things that are going on in this country are, I wish that I could just have a day or a show, we could just have a show where there was just positive things that have happened in the day. It's been years. I mean, there are positive things with the administration, you know, with, you know, that sort of thing, with job growth and that. But there's so many other overlapping things that, you know, they suffocate everything else. And for that, I'm sad. You know, for that, I'm sad. And then
we're
putting
out fires. Which one do we put out first?
Yes. And then we have Mike Pence. Okay. Mike Pence is really on my nerves. I mean, I can't stand that man. I didn't like him when he was vice president. I thought he was a bootlicker then. And then the insurrection came. You know, they were calling to hang him. And he sat back for how long and didn't say anything in silence. Now he thinks he wants to run for president, which is a joke in my opinion. And he had to, and he made comments about Pete Buttigieg, and it really, really pissed me off. So I'm going to read what he said. And then Jean-Pierre called for Pence to apologize to him after these comments that he made. So White House Press Secretary Karen Jean-Pierre on Monday called for former Vice President Mike Pence to apologize for the jokes he made about Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, paternity leave, and using postpartum depression as a punchline. Pence said that Buttigieg took maternity leave and everyone else got postpartum depression in his absence during the annual Gridiron dinner for the journalists on Saturday in Washington. Jean-Pierre slammed the former vice president for the remarks that he said were homophobic and inappropriate. And she went on to say, the former vice president's homophobic joke about Secretary Buttigieg was offensive and inappropriate, all the more so because he treated women suffering from postpartum depression as a punchline, she said. He should apologize to women and the LGBTQ people who are entitled to being treated with dignity and respect. And then Pence went on to say his joke that while Buttigieg was out on leave and thousands of travelers were stranded in the airport, the air traffic system shut down and airplanes nearly collided on our runways. Pete is the only person in human history to have a child and everyone else gets postpartum depression, he said. Buttigieg announced in September of 21 that he and his husband, Chasten Buttigieg, welcomed twins into their family. The twins were hospitalized in October after respiratory virus infection. Doctors said the children were in critical condition at one point, and Buttigieg said, while reflecting on the experience a year later, that hospital turned into a new home base for he and Chasten. And at the same time, the U.S. was facing national crisis as supply chains were disrupted, and President Biden was also pushing to get his bipartisan infrastructure law passed in Congress. Both issues are the areas where the part of Buttigieg's portfolio as transportation secretary. So Mike Pence is a jerk. He really is a jerk. I don't know what else to say except I can't stand that man. I really can't stand him. The other thing about him now, you know how, like I said in the beginning, all along he's been basically saying not even saying much about the insurrection and how it affected him, how it affected his family, you know, that sort of thing. And now all of a sudden he's talking about it. But why? You know, I mean, he said his family was in danger, he was in danger, et cetera. But he said that Trump should be held accountable. Is that because he wants to run for president now? Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's Christianity.
Is he coming out with his little soft boxing glove?
Mm-hmm. Well, according to rumors, if you're to believe rumors, a certain former vice president, who I'll not call his name, allegedly cruised the Indiana streets looking for, you know, what? How should I put it tastefully? Yeah, he was looking for a good time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this a former vice president, who we shall not name, is known to be an undercover gay person. And I think he should come out of the closet. But anyway, that way, say who that might be, but it's a former vice president. So let's just leave that allegedly. Yep. And Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed restricting drag performances in Tennessee. You know, what's your take on that, Lori?
Oh, don't these people have anything better to do? I mean, honestly and truly, we have, you know, we have the border crisis. You know, there's problems there. We have, you know, our inflation problem. We have our infrastructure that needs to be taken care of. You know, we have to fix our healthcare system. There are people that are homeless. There are people that are hungry. There are, you know, we need to fix our educate, you know, our make our college more affordable for these students. I mean, we have so many things that we can be doing to make everyone's life better in this country. And these people, these MAGAs, have nothing better to do than to bring other people down, and they're in their business. These are the same people that hate government, but they push government standards.
Exactly. And they're the same ones who are saying, oh, you know, government should come out of people's lives. What's more in people's lives and big government than trying to legislate, you know, like what they believe? Basically based off the Bible. Not everybody believes in the Bible, you know, and this drug bill in Tennessee is very, very first, you know, anti-First Amendment, and they're trying to legislate how people behave. They have this thing called gay conversion therapy, which would all work and everything. You know, so Inside Edition had this piece that I want to play quickly about the situation with a drag banning in Tennessee, the first in the country, and of course other red states will follow suit soon. It's going to the court, and here's what Inside Edition found.
Drag performances that can be seen by children in a public setting will soon be against the law in Tennessee. That includes drag. Republican Governor Bill Lee signed what's now known as the drag ban bill, making it the first state with such a restriction in the country.
That breaks my heart, actually, because basically, like you're telling me that it's illegal for me to be an artist.
Deshae Ellington is a drag performer and feels the new law is discriminatory.
People are talking, and now they want to teach the fact that drag is banned and sexual. That's teaching hate.
The Human Rights Campaign shared a photo of Lee from the 1970s wearing a dress, calling out his hypocrisy. In response, Lee's press secretary said the bill is aimed to protect children from obscene sexualized entertainment and any attempt to conflate this serious issue with lighthearted school traditions is dishonest and disrespectful to Tennessee families. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre commented on the bill.
What sense does that make to go after drag shows? How is that going to help people's lives who are thinking about the economy, who are thinking about making sure their kids are going to be safe when they go to school, their communities are safe? But that's what he wants to focus on.
She adds the governor hasn't been able to show examples that drag shows are a problem. Inside Edition Digital.
And added to which, in the state of Texas, they want to have this law where neighbors and regular citizens of Texas can act as bounty hunters for drag queens and people who are gay. And if they do it in drag shows, they have the power to arrest them. This is what Texas, you know, want to do. I mean, this is so ridiculous, you know? What do they do about gun crimes? What about school shooting? What about jobs? You know, come on. That's the best to have? to put things in chaos because I cannot govern. I have all this power, and I can't govern. Why? Because they're stupid. Mm-hmm. They're ignorant.
Well, you know, it's not that they're stupid. They're all on the same page, and they all want to destruct everything that we have built for 50 years in this country, or 200 years. I mean, they are going far back. You know, Roe versus Wade was the first domino that fell. Now they're just on a roll, and they're not going to stop. They're really not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part about the whole thing, is they're not going to stop. And it makes me very upset.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. You know?
Yeah.
The other thing that's happening is, I don't know if you have heard about this, but in Tennessee, there's a federal judge that's going to have a hearing on the... Well, they call it the abortion pill, but it's, you know, Planned Parenthood, you know, distributed it, and you can also get a prescription for it. FDA approved for 20 years, and they want to basically have this hearing. It's in Texas. I meant to say Texas. And what it's going to do is if they win the case, then this pill will be banned all across the country, even though it was FDA approved over 20 years ago and been used safely for over 20 years. They want to ban this pill. And even if your state allows abortion, it will be banned in that state as well. Now, that's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
That's heavy stuff.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And again, Republicans overreaching, you know?
Yes.
Republicans, again,
how
overreaching.
How else can you put it? You know, how else can you put it? You know? I don't know how people – how do people live in Texas? I mean, honestly and truly, how do they live in Texas? How do these people live
in Texas? Well, they believe in the Bible. They believe in the Bible, and they believe Trump is Lord and Savior, and anything that their idiot governor says, who's another Trump stooge, then they follow. And that's the disturbing part. It's a cult. And how do you break a cult? Nobody knows, because this cult, this Trumpist cult, is trying to get rid of voting rights, immigration rights, women's rights, gay rights, and everything. And they're an unstoppable force, really, because it's so gerrymandered in Texas that, you know, no matter if Democrats all come out to vote, even on an off-election year, the Republicans still win, because it's so ingrained in the culture in Texas to hate everybody who is non-white Anglo-Saxon Protestant or WASP, you know, and... It's like, as usual, Texas is like 30 years behind regular America and the red states, because if they're still talking about, you know, slavery and it was Northern aggression, you know, they're still talking about that, even though the Civil War is done since 1865, they're still bitching about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're way back in terms of, you know, getting with the times and changing along with the times and everything. And when you put Christianity in the whole mix, then it just further muddy the waters. That's how I feel, basically. And to me, even though there's a blue streak in Texas, I don't think until the next 2 to 3 election cycles that Texas have a good chance of turning blue, because it's so goddamn gerrymandered. Just like Florida. Florida have no hope. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, Florida's in trouble. you know, they are definitely in trouble. The name of this judge that's going to hear this case, his name is Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of the U.S. Northern District of Texas. He ordered oral arguments in the case to place on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time, according to a court filing. The hearing will take place in Amarillo, Texas. And at first, another note that I'm going to, he was appointed by Donald Trump, by the way, just to let you know. And also, the only reason that it's in the news cycle now that he's having this hearing on Wednesday is because someone leaked it. He was not going to let the press know that this hearing comes about. But then pressured into saying when it was going to come about. There you go.
Yeah. And this drug that you've been talking about, Walgreens have the unmitigated gall to not wanting to sell it in their stores again, and that's why California canceled them. And it's dangerous for women because women need this, you know, because Republicans don't care about, you know, when a baby when it's born. You're on your own after that, you know?
Yeah.
And who says when life is, you know? An embryo is not a baby. You know, when a baby is born, it is born, and it's a baby, it's a life form. Anything else? And who does abortion at 9 months? It's just a lie. It's not a proven lie. Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Absolutely
it's
nobody.
It's definitely a lie. No, it's definitely a lie. No doubt. And I don't even know what else to say about it. You know, it's just so sad that people have to spend time, energy, you know, and stress of their lives using, you know, and being stressed out because there are the men in this country, and it's mainly the men that are doing this. You know, I'm sure there are some women also involved, but it seems to me that the men are pushing this, and they just want to take us all backwards, all back. You know, I was watching a clip, and now just so that I just remembered this. I was watching a clip of The View, and they had on there Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. And they asked them, you know, what they thought about, you know, Roe versus Wade. Because, you know, Jane Fonda is still an activist, and she's always been an activist as far as I can remember. And they were saying, you know, how horrible they thought it was. And then she was asked, Jane Fonda was asked, what can we do about it? And she said, murder. And, you know, they looked at her and they said, murder? And she had a smile on her face when she said it. You know, she didn't mention any names. All she did was say murder with a smirk on her face. That's all it was. Well,
it was a joke.
Well,
a silly joke.
It was a joke, you know. And maybe that was not the right word to say at that time. And but once again, I will say she mentioned no names. She mentioned nothing. She just said the word murder and was kind of smirked, you know. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene is all pissed off about it. Said that she called her a murderer. Now, she didn't mention any names. So how does Marjorie Taylor Greene put that into context if she didn't mention any names? So does that mean that Marjorie Taylor Greene is guilty of, you know?
Yeah, as the saying
you know
goes, you throw a stone in the pig pen, and the pig that it hits squeals. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene is screaming. And making up noise and everything. Added to which, it was people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and her type of followers who, you know, when abortion issue came up in the last two election cycles, they're talking about going to Planned Parenthood places, and doctors were actually murdered because of their rhetoric, the Republican rhetoric.
Yes, they were.
So she has no authority or moral right, you know, to come down on Jane Fonda for what she said in a joking way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well,
yeah,
you know, I could see if she mentioned names, but she mentioned no names, no party affiliation either. It was it's exhausting.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about it.
Yes,
you know,
Marjorie Taylor Greene is something else. Yeah. Very. And you know, when you ask them, what does woke mean? They have no idea what woke mean.
Mm-hmm.
They just drag things out of the ass, pull things out of the ass, not knowing what something that they're criticizing and hate means.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're a sad bunch.
Yeah, they are.
Very sad bunch.
You know, the word woke just means that you know what's going on in the world. That is all.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a party once, and my niece introduced me to some of her friends, and she said, "This is my Aunt Lori, and she is woke."
Mm-hmm.
I started laughing because I thought, "Whoa," you know. And yes, I know what's going on in the world. I don't want to hide. I want to make this world a better place. And if you're woke, you are kind, you're considerate, you care about people, you care about the world around you, you care about the environment,
right.
You care about clean water. All the things that they do not want, we care about. That is why we're woke. And they've taken that word and turned it around and twisted it to make it sound like we're stupid. No, actually, we're the smart ones. They're the stupid ones.
You know, and woke is being aware of activity, attentive. It's important social facts or societal facts and issues, especially about racial issues and social justice and women's rights. You know, that's what being woke means. You know, having compassion for somebody's plight. But Republicans don't see that in that way. They see it as something being politically correct and everything, and the fight so hard against cancel culture, but yet still they themselves love canceling people.
Yes. And the thing is, it's just like they took the word, oh, you're a liberal or you're a libtard, as they put it. And basically, when someone calls me a liberal, I tell them thank you, because I feel as a liberal, I can listen to somebody, I can argue with them, or I can give them facts, prove them wrong, and then so I can look left, I can look right, you know, you follow what I'm trying to say. So you know what, I'm a liberal, and I'm woke, I'm a progressive Democrat, I care about people, so sue us all. I mean, just, you know, put us down, you know, what else can you say? Mm-hmm.
I know Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's the smartest person in the room, only when the room is empty. This woman is so daft and dense and stupid.
Yeah.
How did District 14 in what a place named Georgia elected this fool?
I know. To this day, I can't understand how that woman got elected. I just, it blows my mind. It's
gerrymandering.
Like,
district is heavily gerrymandered. Yeah, that's why she won.
Pardon? What, Elaine?
I interjected. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
David read my mind.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I mean, in Michigan, we're going to have some problems as well in our districts 9 and 10, you know, but at least they're a little more subtle and quiet. Not like her. And, you know, the other thing I would want to mention is Lauren Boebert.
Mm-hmm.
She
was,
I'm not sure where she was, but I watched a clip, and she was talking about she wanted to make an announcement. And she said, and I talked to my husband about it, and he said it would be okay. It would be proper. And she is 36 years old, which I'm honestly, I swear, I thought she was at least 50. I really did. And I don't know why, but that's what I thought she was. And she said, I am 36 years old, and I'm going to be a grandma. And she was all and, you know, teen pregnancy is like the best. And her son is 17 years old. She did not say how old the mom was, but I'm guessing between 15 and 17. Well, who knows? But she thinks that this was the best thing that ever happened to her son, that this he is bringing a life into the world. He hasn't even graduated from high school, for God's sakes.
Well, they're homeschooled. From what I can understand, they're homeschooled, so.
It doesn't, but see, that doesn't even matter to me. The point of the matter is that he's 17 years old, and other 17, okay, maybe he's homeschooled, but other, you know, teenagers that are 17 years old that are still in high school, you know, they're not graduated. They don't have jobs. They have to, you know, find a job. We all know what a nightmare can be for a teenage set of parents, for the family, you know, and she was talking like, this is like the best thing since apple pie.
I have the clip. I have the clip on Lauren Boebert speaking to that audience and admitting that she'll be a grandmother soon.
Oh, good.
Boys, as I've said many times, Jason and I, we are raising our four boys to be men.
Okay.
Before liberals teach them to be women.
Okay.
But I leaned over and I asked my husband if it was appropriate to announce this here today. So I'm going to tell you all for the first time in a public setting that not only am I a mom of four boys, but come April, I will be a Gigi to a brand new grandson.
Even this crowd is sort of like, okay, yeah, kind of like a muted reaction, I have to.
Yeah, so imagine that poor kid when it's born. I feel sorry for that child. Not, you know, just the fuck of a family. I mean, isn't Lauren Boebert the one who ran on Family Values?
Of course. They all do. Mm-hmm. And they preaches in a church, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
This is how hypocritical these people are. You know, I just don't. It's 2024 has got to come fast.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of these people. You know.
Yeah, so let's listen more to Boebert.
Mm-hmm.
You look at teen pregnancy rates throughout the nation. Well, they're the same in rural and urban areas.
No, they're not.
However, abortion rates are higher in urban areas, and teen mom rates are higher in rural conservative areas because we understand the preciousness of the life that is about to be born.
No, you moron. Teach sex education. Oh. That's the only way you can prevent teen pregnancy and unwanted babies and abortions. What's wrong with this woman?
There's definitely something wrong with her. We all know.
So all of a sudden, it's good that, you know, rural conservative teenagers are having babies because her son is expecting his girlfriend. Who's reported between 15 and 17 years old, and her son's going to be 18 soon. So, you know, I don't know how that goes. Wow.
I know.
When I was 18 and that age, I wasn't thinking of having a girlfriend. I mean, you all live life a little bit, you know, the responsibilities of, you know, having a woman, blah, blah, blah. You know, you just want to live your life and, you know, I don't know. These kids grow up too fast, but what the hell going on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a couple minutes left on everything. 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Number to call, 515-605-9802. Say your name, where you're calling from. We want to hear from everybody in the last 15 minutes of the show. Go ahead, Lori.
Oh, we have covered so much tonight that I'm exhausted. I truly mm-hmm. am. I feel like every single day there is a mountain to climb in this country when there should not be. You know, I watch clips and I read articles and I think, you know, how can this earth, you know, how can we just go on in this country? It's, we're so divided. I think the only thing mm-hmm. that might help is if Donald Trump actually has to face some sort of criminal charge. And mm-hmm. if he doesn't go to prison, what is that going to say to every other person out, man, woman out there that wants to, you know, run for president or office or be in a corporation and do all the things that he did and get away with it and not serve a day in prison? What does that say about our justice system? What does it say about a man?
That a justice system caters to rich people and everybody
right.
else live by different rules.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what it'll say. And mm-hmm. for that, I'm sad because we know that we would have been in prison already by now. There's no doubt in my mind, you know, for mm-hmm. attempted rape or whatever. I mean, something, for God's sakes,
mm-hmm.
we would have been in prison.
Mm-hmm. You know, tax evasion, trying to steal, tax evasion, attempted assault and rape. What else?
Yes.
Trying to steal the election, have a coup d'etat. You know, I mean, so many things, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's incredible how, you know, conservatives, the family values crowd, can go to a stern, no sex before marriage. And then when Bobert's son about to get a kid, children getting children, that's awesome. I'm going to be a grandmother at 36 years old.
Yep.
You know, that's not
yeah.
something to be proud of. You know, and all the southern
no.
states have this problem where teenagers mm-hmm. get pregnant. It took out
mm-hmm.
sex education in high schools and public schools and everything. And now
mm-hmm.
when kids experiment, this is what happened. You know, the amount of teen pregnancies,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
it's just concerning,
yeah.
really.
It's sad
yeah.
that we have
yeah.
to.
And she talking there, is some really serious hillbilly shit, you know?
Yeah.
That crowd, and a crowd like,
that.
Yeah, applauding her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think that crowd was that gleeful. You know, I don't think they were
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I think that they were a little hesitant, you know, when she said, I'm a 36-year-old, what did she call herself, a Gigi or something? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I tell you. I have to laugh.
And then
Bobert, I don't laugh.
When she last ran, this is what she said on a quote. I stand for traditional family values and against immoral behavior. So her son, being out of wedlock,
mm-hmm.
below 18 years old, don't have a job, living in mommy's basement. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's calling her son, you know, doing immoral behavior by getting his girlfriend, underage girlfriend pregnant, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Teen pregnancy is not
values.
Value life.
Going out and getting
girlfriend pregnant.
I said family values, going out and getting his girlfriend pregnant. That's family values.
And she's proud
yeah.
of him.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And teen pregnancy isn't valuing life. It's valuing instant gratification. You know,
mm-hmm.
is that very Christian of him to do? No.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they've got different family values than you, the three of us. That's not family values.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we all know that, you know, accidents happen, things happen. We all know that, you know. But for her to make an announcement, that just to me was poor taste, and it was not needed. We don't care if she's going to be a Gigi. I could care less. I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
But she added family
yeah.
values to her statement.
Of course you did.
Let me just clear up something. Let me clear up something. GG stands for great grandmother. So she uses it in a bad context or out of context.
Yeah,
GG stands
that's
for great grandmother. That's how stupid woman is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what to say about it, you know. I am so tired of it all. It's exhausting after.
Do we have any minutes left?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
we have any
minutes. Nine minutes left.
Okay. Can I ask a question of Lori David, do you know who Kid Rock is?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Lori, do you know who Kid Rock is?
Yes.
All right. What do you think of his statement calling his concert tour No Snowflake Summer?
Oh, I didn't know that, and that's disgusting.
Snowflake Summer. And then he's trying to bill himself as the Detroit boy. When his father owned a half a dozen Chrysler dealerships, and his father has got money up the wang wang.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's called the Snowflake Tour. So
it's
how
called
is it going?
No Snowflake Summer. And when I read that on Facebook, I had to go in the other room and have 10 minutes of organized cussing.
Oh.
I am so disgusted. I wonder if he's going to still have his Confederate flags in the background.
Yeah, and he's a Trumper, too. We all know
him. Oh, yeah, he's a Trumper.
He's a big MAGA nutcase.
I remember one summer when he was supposed to be at the Michigan State Fairgrounds, and they go and they check out the sound system. The neighborhood was having a fit. The language that was coming over that loudspeaker. I worked in Detroit at the time, and the language that came out of his mouth over that loudspeaker, and there was houses on every street, and there was children outside.
Yeah.
This is one entertainer that just leaves me with an upset stomach.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really take Kid Rock seriously because him and Ted Nugent are Trumpers and everything. And who are bigger snowflakes than those people? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You say anything about their dear leader and the losership. You know, you bring facts to them and statistics to them and go totally berserk, lose their minds.
Yeah.
You know, so they shouldn't be the one who talk. You know, and talk about snowflakes and what have you, because they're the biggest snowflakes I've ever seen. But before we go, I want to give a big shout out to Mark Prado Salon Spa. They're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And you can visit the website, markprado.com. That's markprado.com. They have some good stuff. They're, you know, hair care products for women, the total spa treatment. You can go get your hair cut and what have you. Mark Pardo Salon Spa in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Please look them up. They're good people. You know, you'd be impressed with, you know, the styling and the grooming and the things that they have to offer, you know, in terms of massage and in terms of painting your nails and doing your hair and your makeup kits and different things, you know. So check out Mark Pardo Salon Spa. And JMA is a team leader. Big shout out to JMA. They're good people. All right, now, so let's just wrap up here. So it's been about Fox News being fake news and Tucker Carlson being a piece of shit. Do you think, in a final analysis, that Fox News, with these two lawsuits, they come off the air and will bankrupt them? What do you think?
That is the hope. I can't see into the future. But it seems like they have good cases against them. And if all goes well, that would be wonderful. Be Fox on fire would be great. So that's what I have to say about that.
Yes, it would be. Yes, man.
What do you think?
Okay, and then last words, Elaine, before we go.
I would like to see Fox News go, Fox News, Fox Entertainment, they don't even have a news license, go down in flames. And then we have to do something about making sure that if they want to say they're news, then they've got to have a license, and then and they have to tell the truth. We need to pass some legislation. We don't have to call it fairness. The doc, we can call it something else. We can be, time has come. It's time has come.
It has. You know, all this.
I mean, we've got to do something. We've got to get rid of the Alex Jones. We don't need any more Alex Jones coming up out of the woodwork. We don't need any more Rush Limbaugh spewing their poison. And this is what's happened to this country. They just absolutely spew their poison. Putin doesn't have to invade us. We're shitting on ourselves.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Exactly. Yeah. And my final thing is that an Iowa woman perfectly trolled Ron DeSantis with a homemade snowflake gift with a hidden message and everything. That was so funny and adorable. My God.
I know.
Give that woman a medal, please.
Yeah, you better believe it. It said fascist status.
I thought that was the president.
It was hilarious. Yes.
And he didn't realize that.
And remember, folks, Thursday coming up on the show, we're going to have a new segment called Fool of the Week. And I hope you tune in. It'll be on top of the show. Just think about this Keith Olman special comment. We're going to have it on top of the show and everything. And I hope everybody tune in and like it. And even, you know, leave a comment on a Facebook page. And our website, our new website. New website, kitchenpolitics123.com, facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123 is the community page. You know, people, you know, really liking what we're posting there. We'll have the Kitchen Politics 123 group. We'll have the Michigan groups that Laura is in charge of. You know, so let's check them out and everything. What's the name of your Michigan groups again?
Michigan is blue again. And True Blue Michigan Politics Beyond. Those pages I created back in, I believe it was 2013 or 2014. Created those pages.
Yes.
And they've got on there. It's a great page. They're both good pages.
I should say. Yeah, Michigan is blue again. Yeah, Michigan is blue again, and True Blue Michigan. Here you go.
True Blue Michigan Politics and Beyond.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so check out those pages. Really active pages from people in Michigan. Or used to live in Michigan. Okay, that's our show. Elaine, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. We'll thank everybody for listening and sharing across social media. We're going to come back again Thursday. We have a new segment, Fool of the Week. Till next time, Thursday, same time, same place. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 for March 13th, 2023. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. And this is Lori Picka in Michigan. Everyone have a safe evening, and we'll see you Thursday. Bye now. Thank you.
You cleared my mind. You sold my soul. You bought it back for me. And you helped me out. And gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You gave me strength.
You teach me.